thing I look forward to most is simply the challenge, entering into a new league, going against all new defenders in a league that, I look forward to, one day being good in. And, being there is going to be an extremely, blessing for me, extremely great opportunity for me to step into a new venue and just, see what it's all about.
Three biggest strengths do you see yourself bringing to the NFL?
Well, I'm dedicated to the game. I have a zeal and a passion for the game, and I'm going to work extremely hard to hone in on my skills and be the best that I can be from day one.
What would your weaknesses be then?
I have a number of things that I need to improve on. I don't think I have any glaring weaknesses. I work extremely hard to just better myself as a whole, and every single aspect of my game is improving day by day. So that's for someone else to decide. But I think that every part of my game needs to improve. Well, I have some interviews set up tonight, so, I won't be able to answer that right now, but, I could, answer that for you later on.
Ace Sanders, South Carolina, wide receiver, table 8. Ace Sanders, table 8.
They got the number one pick. They need a quarterback. He has a reputation for working with quarterbacks. Have you met him, and what his prospect
is? I've never met Andy. I've watched him, obviously, for years, and, I look forward to meeting with him. Here or anywhere, but I understand they have the number one pick, and it's my goal to be the best player I can possibly be, as I stated, and I just want to make that clear for him and anyone else who's going to be interviewing me.
Gino, I've predicted to anyone who listened that when you get on the Gruden quarterback camp, you and he are going to have like a mind meld. You're going to love each other because he loves guys and love the game. He's going to go at you. He's going to ask you. Yeah, I want you to diagram up your favorite play against such and such. Have you thought about even that? Like, what you're going to talk about when you get in that situation? Because I'm trying to pick your brain.
Yes, well, I've dealt with that, just in my combine prep, down at IMG with Chris Winkie. I've been able to, get on the board and, kind of get prepared for some things to come this weekend. So I've dealt with that, and, I have a number of favorite plays, and they all are predicated based on what the defense is going to give me. So, I'll be ready for it when that time comes around.
How much did Andrew Luck and RG3 change the overall expectations for a guy like you when it comes to stepping in as a rookie and getting able to start?
Well, I think those guys, changed the expectation for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. Those guys went right in, including Russell, and we're leaders, most of all from day one. And that's the one thing I took from it. No matter your age difference or where you come from or what pick you are in, when you're placed into that role as a starting quarterback in the NFL, you have to lead, and you have to lead by example. And I think that's the thing all those guys did, and they set the bar very high. And I want to be one of those guys to step in and do the same things.
Gino, you started out the 2012 season for that high, kind of take it off a little bit there through the stretch run. Do you have any kind of thoughts about what happened there?
Yeah, entering into a new league, I think we came out red hot, and we were fired up and ready to really prove ourselves. And I was the main one at the head of that. And I think inconsistency set in. Not to say that anyone wasn't working as hard, because when we went through that tough stretch, I was the first one to stand up in front of the team and let them know that we're going to work even harder, and we're not going to put our heads down. And that's the one thing that I took from that experience, is that being a leader, you're not going to deal with fair situations at all times. And the main thing that I learned was that despite whatever goes on in my position as the leader of a team, I've got to set the bar and lead by example. And that's what I did for my teammates there.
Were defenses doing anything differently to frustrate you or to change what you were doing offensively at the halfway point last year?
You know what? I think more and more they just kind of sold out to stop the pass. We had, pretty much some good rushing lanes, and we had some young backs and guys who weren't, we had a back who wasn't healthy. We had to put Tavon back there at times, just because of a lack of depth. So, that really helped hurt us. We kind of struggled to move the chains, and we weren't as consistent on third downs. So I think, all of that and the culmination to, travel and, not to make any excuses, but, just what it was. And, entering into a new league, it was kind of hard for us to rebound and get back on track.
Some analysts have said that you're the number one, and other analysts say there's no quarterback in the
Well, you know, I can't expect to prove any of those people wrong, you know, without even playing a down in the NFL. My only expectation is to become, you know, as polished as I possibly can, you know, entering into that NFL. And, you know, despite what team I'm on or what team I land on, I'm going to compete and continue to be a competitor. And that's all I know how to do. And, you know, once I step foot on a team and, you know, I'm drafted, you know, I'm going to come in with the same mentality. And it's not going to change. I'm going to continue to, you know, just grow as an athlete and as a person.
Scouts seem to think while you're an athletic quarterback, a mobile quarterback, more of a pocket passer, and yet the read option is obviously been such a popular trend.
Right.
How do you assess where you fit in regards to those
two styles? Well, I played in three different systems in college, and I've also played in the read option system, whereas I had to adapt because coming out of high school, you know, I've never played in that system, so I had to adapt to it. And I think that's something that I've always been capable of. You know, I think I have a skill set that fits any offense. I can play within the pocket, but I'm athletic enough to run that style of an offense. And, you know, whatever it takes for me to put my team in the best position to win games is what I'll do. And that's what I've always, you know, felt was necessary for me and anyone else in my position as a quarterback.
So in the league,
I mean, I have the ability to, you know, I don't think that's my game. I don't think my game is predicated around that. But, you know, if the coach wants me to, then I'll definitely be all for it.
Gino, walk us through the decision-making process regarding the Senior Bowl. How tough of a decision was that? What was the thinking along those lines?
Well, I mean, at first glance and, you know, just, you know, off my sheer instincts, I was ready to go out there and compete. And, you know, I'm a very hard competitor, and I love, you know, competition. I don't shy away from it. But, you know, I have people in my corner who give me some very strong advice and, you know, who I, you know, hold dearly to me. And they, you know, advise me just to not go, you know what I mean? And, you know, there would be plenty of times for me to answer those questions or any questions out there about me. And, you know, being here now is one of those times. So, you know, I think that it was a good decision. And overall, you know, it worked out.
Do you feel more pressure than to perform?
I don't feel any pressure. You know, I'm totally confident in my abilities. You know, I'm not cocky or, you know, going to sit here and say that I'm, you know, just this all-world player right now. Because, like I said, I have, you know, many, many areas where I need to grow. But I do feel like, you know, I have a great, tremendous skill set and that I have an opportunity to showcase that, and which is something that I look forward to. I mean, it's fun to have those guys with me, guys that I came up through the ranks with in college, and even Stedman, a guy who I played, you know, 4 years of high school with. It's just fun, and it's a blessing for both of our families, for all of our families. And to see those guys here makes me proud because, you know, I like to think I helped them get here and vice versa. I mean, well, you know, you can watch the tape and you can see all the throws that I make, you know. Obviously, I can make, you know, every throw on the field. And, you know, like I said, that still needs to be improved. You know, inconsistency is something that I struggle with, I believe. Although I put up good statistics, there were some situations where, you know, I could have made a better throw or, you know, I could have been better. And, you know, I'll be the first person to say that. But, you know, overall, I believe that my skill set is one that is tailored for any offense. You know, I'm athletic. You know, I'm a very smart guy. I understand defense. I have a good knowledge of the game. And I also put the work in necessary to be great.
Gina, you're going to work out before the
draft. Yes.
What did you take away from watching film on Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, I've always watched Tom. And, you know, the one thing that we all know about him is that he's always, you know, cool, calm, and collected in the pocket. You know, not the most athletic guy. But he makes subtle movements within the pocket while keeping his eyes downfield, and that's something that I try to, you know, incorporate in my game. And you know, Aaron's a guy
Miguel
who
Masonette,
is a bit more athletic, but you know, he still is great with his pocket mechanics, as well as Drew Brees. You know, all of those guys have similar qualities, which I admire. And so, you know, when I watch those guys, I mean, the only thing that I see that, you know, I could steal from it is being a great leader, first
Miguel
of all,
Masonette,
and then, you know, being good within the pocket while keeping my eyes downfield and, you know, not turning the ball over.
How young were you when you decided to learn?
This is the last question, too, okay? We got to.
How young were you when you figured out I can be a leader and lead a team?
You know, I think all my life I've been, you know, put in a position to be a leader. You know, I'm the oldest of five kids, so, you know, my mother always told me that I had to set the example for them. So I think that's where that started. You know, I was a four-year starter in high school, three-year starter in college, so it's kind of always been, you know, in my skill set and in my mentality to just be a leader, and that goes off the field as well, not just on the field.
Coach,